Roz and Mocha Show. Toronto's number one hit music station.
Yes, 92.5.
So the picture of, I wanted to come out last week, I guess, before, it was before the long weekend. Lana Scolaro, who's the blonde socialite, friends with Robin Thicke, and she tweeted a picture and didn't know they were standing in front of a mirror, and it seemed like an innocent enough picture of just Robin posing with a fan. But when you look in the mirror behind them, his hand is like wedged, like it wasn't grabbing her butt. It was like you could barely even see his hand. It was so far in between them cheeks. Like it was really, really like he was committed to that.
Get a handful of ass.
And Mocha asked him about it when we interviewed him at Wham Bam, and he blew him off. Like,
you see that picture that was online a couple days ago, the black and white picture with you and taking a picture with a fan.
Oh no, we're not talking about that. Moving
was
on.
That Photoshop? I was saying that was Photoshop, bro.
We're not talking about that because my wife may be listening.
So. Anyway, Lana Scolaro is on hold. She is the girl in the picture.
Yo, Lana, you there?
Hello. Hi.
Good morning. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How's it going?
It's great.
I think that the most shocking thing about that picture wasn't the fact that Robin's hand was in your butt. It's that Robin's hand looked very comfortable in your butt. It looks like it, you know?
It was placed as if it's been placed there before.
It sort of made like a nest out of your...
he knew where he was going.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know what to say. It was just like, it caught the moment, you know? Whoever took the photo, like, captured that moment.
But so, time when you stood beside him and you're like, yo, let's take a pic, was his hand, like, immediately... heading towards that area? Did he know to put it there? Is it something that that's happened
remember.
Before?
Like, he was just, I didn't really remember, to be honest. Like, his hand was just there. So
and I would say that one of the most shocking parts of that picture is at that moment, you didn't turn around to see who it was.
Oh, of course I knew it was Robin's hand.
What is it? What's
there
your...
was no one else there at the time. So.
Right. Well, how long have you known him? What's your relationship with Robin?
I've known him since I've been living in New York, so 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks?
Yeah, or a month or so.
And you party together?
Yeah.
What's that like? What do you guys do when you party? What was that night like? What was like, going on that night?
Everyone was just kind of all over the place. I mean, we had our own table next to the DJ. It was very chilled. Everyone was just kind of doing their own thing. I went outside for a cigarette, and then he came, and we were just chilling back, like, behind the DJ booth.
All right, be honest. Do you flirt with him?
Did I flirt with him? No.
No.
Because I knew he was married, so no. I didn't go there.
So what's your reaction to the reaction that's happening right now ever since that picture came up?
I mean, people are exaggerating it a little, I think.
What are people exaggerating? What are we not getting right?
No, like, it's not. I mean, like, if it was any other girl and, like, I saw it in the paper, I wouldn't really, you know, make a big deal about it. I probably wouldn't even read it, you know? I would just kind of, I'd be like, hey, cool, whatever. I mean, it's not really a big deal that he's, like, you know, if there was a video of, like, I don't know, me sleeping with him or hooking up with him or something like that, then okay, fine, that would be a big deal. But like, the fact that his hand's just on my butt is not really like a big deal.
When you look at that picture, and this is where hopefully we can get some clarification. When you look at that picture, I think that it would be different if his hand were just on your butt. But it's as if his hand is wedged in your butt.
I mean, I definitely would have noticed if his hand was, like, in my butt. But I just think it's the,
like it was
the angle
warmth
of the photo or, like, whatever. I mean, I don't know.
It burrowed in there. Like, you see his hand, but you see no fingers.
I don't really know what to say. I mean, I would know if, like, I don't know.
So what were you wearing that night? Were you wearing a skirt?
No, I was wearing a dress, a Hervé Léger.
How short was that dress?
It wasn't actually that short. Just like everything.
Short enough
photo,
to for Robin Thicke's hand to get in your butt.
It looks so much worse than it is, like than how it is in the photo. You know, like in real life, it wasn't. Number one, my dress wasn't that short, and number two, his hands were not all the way on my butt. Because I mean, this photo is just a headache right now.
We didn't say up your butt; we said in your butt. There's a huge difference.
Okay, well,
are you single? Do you have a boyfriend?
I'm not actually single. I'm I'm kind of seeing someone, but like nothing too serious.
What did he think about this?
He was angry.
He was angry, huh? What did he say?
He was angry I posted the photo on Instagram in the first place. But like he didn't see the reflection either, and neither did I until someone else pointed it out.
And then he got really pissed.
Yeah.
have Robin Thicke or any of his people reached out to you about that picture, asking for it to be taken down or anything like that?
No. Everybody seems pretty chilled about it. I mean, I took it off my Instagram.
You took it down?
Yeah.
You know, you can never really take something down, though.
It still exists out there.
It still exists.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's everywhere now. So no point, really.
Well, I hope to one day party with you. You seem like a whole lot of fun with very little inhibitions.
Yeah, I hope to party with you, too. Great talking to you.
Lana Scalero, thanks for hanging out on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks,
you,
sweetheart.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.